It's now 5:48. Good evening. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. There's big news out of Franklin County today. That's where Vermont State Senator Norm McAllister pleaded not guilty to sexual assault and other charges in Superior Court there this morning. The Republican is accused of sexually assaulting three different women nearly 100 times since December of 2012. Now we're going to have two reports on this tonight. The first comes from VPR's Taylor Dobbs, who is at the courthouse.
Senator, any comment about the charges against you?
McAllister didn't say a word as he walked into court for his arraignment Friday morning. After the proceedings, Franklin County State's Attorney Jim Hughes outlined the case.
The state brought six charges. Three are sexual assault and three are prohibited acts. So three are felonies that potentially have a life sentence and three are misdemeanors.
If convicted of the sexual assault charges, McAllister could face life in prison. Hughes said he's not treating the case any differently because a state senator is involved.
Well, they're all important. I mean, and especially when it's a felony charge and there's a potential life sentence. We have three victims that we're very concerned about and want to protect, so it's a very important case.
Hughes said McAllister's alleged crimes date back to December 2012, the month after McAllister was first elected to the Senate. Court documents say a woman moved into a trailer on McAllister's property and he coerced her into having sex with him in exchange for the housing. Hughes also said McAllister tried to get the woman to work as a prostitute so both he and the woman could make extra money.
One of the victims indicated that Mr. McAllister, in a scheme to make some extra money, offered to transport the victim to another farm to have sexual relations with farm workers there.
Court documents mention three unnamed victims. One described McAllister as sexually violent with her on more than 20 occasions, the documents say. McAllister also allegedly used his connections as a state senator to help a victim with her child custody issues. A court affidavit says that during the period the victim was having sex with McAllister in exchange for housing, he referred her to a lawyer whom he identified as, quote, an attorney to the Vermont Senate. In a brief statement after the arraignment, McAllister's lawyer, Brooks MacArthur, said that McAllister has a different version of events, but he declined to address the specific charges. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.
And I'm Peter Hirschfeld. McAllister's arrest came during a break in action on the Senate floor Thursday evening. The second-term Franklin County Republican went outside for some fresh air. He did not return. Here's Essex Senator Bobby Starr.
You know, he was in the debate. And he didn't come back. Well, I don't know what happened to Norm. And then later on, finally found out that somebody came and got him.
That somebody was in fact a pair of plainclothes state detectives who had waited for McAllister as the Senate debated an education bill. As McAllister pleaded not guilty Friday morning to felony counts of sexual assault and prohibited acts, colleagues like Rutland Senator Kevin Mullen tried to make sense of charges they say are out of character for the dairy farmer and legislator.
You know, it's like a state of shock, basically. I would call it just a form of daze that overtook most of us who knew him well, because it's just so hard to believe anything like this could be true.
McAllister is just as well known in the House, where he served for five terms before running for Senate. Here's House Speaker Shap Smith.
It just was hard to hear it about somebody who I've known for a really long time. Although our political views are very different, we've always had a good working relationship, and I considered him a friend, and I was really troubled by what I heard.
McAllister wasn't universally liked in Montpelier. Former Burlington Representative Rachel Weston says that back in 2007, on her first day in the legislature, McAllister told her it was nice to meet her, but that, quote, it would have been better to meet you with your clothes off. Governor Peter Shumlin said he was notified of the forthcoming charges against McAllister on Tuesday evening.
Well, obviously, the allegations are extremely troubling, and we'll have to see how it goes forward. But I'm both concerned and troubled by it, as most Vermonters are.
Shumlin says he can't recall a sitting legislator being arrested on felony charges. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
That's VPR's Peter Hirschfeld and Taylor Dobbs reporting on the criminal charges against Vermont State Senator Norm McAllister. 5:53 now. In other news tonight, the head of the Vermont State House Health Care Committee says he expects his panel will support a bill that makes it harder for parents to exempt their children from vaccines. VPR's Bob Kinzel has details.
The committee's likely support for legislation that eliminates the philosophical exemption sets the stage for one of the most emotional debates of the session. Currently, there are three exemptions: for medical conditions, religious beliefs, or philosophical reasons. The parents of roughly 6% of all public and private school kindergarten students claim an exemption, and the vast majority are for philosophical reasons. Committee Chairman Bill Lippert thinks this needs to change.
There's a strong desire to protect Vermont children by increasing the level of vaccinations. And many members do believe that the removal of the philosophical exemption is an important component of that.
The committee will hold a public hearing on this bill late Monday afternoon at the State House. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.
A former member of the Vermont House of Representatives will review campaign finance complaints against the state's attorney general. Attorney Tom Little will review the claims made against Vermont Attorney General William Sorrell. Governor Peter Shumlin appointed Little because Sorrell can't review complaints against himself. The complaint says Sorrell took campaign contributions from private lawyers, then joined them in a lawsuit against 29 oil and gas companies. It also claims Sorrell's 2012 primary campaign improperly coordinated activities with a super PAC and that Sorrell did not properly report campaign expenditures. Sorrell has denied those claims. Little will report back to an 8-member campaign finance review committee with state's attorneys from both parties. For VPR News, I'm Alex Keefe.